I'm Mike Batchelor, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. The St. Charles City County Library Board of Trustees has named John Greifsu as its CEO after an extensive search process. Greifsu, a St. Charles County resident, will assume the role on March the 6th. Board President Matthew Seeds praised Greifsu's expertise in budgeting and community collaboration, calling him a strong fit for the position. Currently serving as St. Charles County's Assistant Director of Administration, Greifsu, who is replacing embattled former library CEO Jason Kuhl, who resigned last year, brings 32 years of experience in strategic planning and budgeting to the library district. A Wentzville lawmaker is under criminal investigation after texting Missouri's 988 suicide hotline to test its effectiveness. State Representative Tricia Burns, who is sponsoring a bill to change how the system responds to crises, claims she sent the messages to highlight the use of automated replies instead of human interaction. Her proposed bill would require crisis counselors to ask specific questions at the start of every call or text. The Missouri Department of Mental Health reports that the 988 hotline handled over 1,800 texts and 1,200 chats last month. St. Charles County officials are urging residents to verify information before sharing unconfirmed reports on social media. A recent post about a possible attempted kidnapping was determined to be unfounded, but it sparked concern among locals. Lieutenant Daniel Gibbons of the St. Charles Police Department stressed that all reports are taken seriously and encouraged witnesses to contact law enforcement directly rather than posting online. While spreading false information isn't a crime, filing a false police report is, and legal action can be taken against those who cause harm through misinformation. O'Fallon Parks and Recreation has announced details for its 2025 summer day camp, giving parents a head start on planning summer activities for their kids. Registration opens March 1st at 7 a.m. for O'Fallon residents and Renon Center members, while non-residents can sign up starting March 17th at 8 a.m. The camp will feature a variety of specialty programs to keep kids engaged all summer long. Those interested in signing up can visit the sign-up page at OfallonMo.gov/camp. I'm Mike Batchelor, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.